Marge and Homer Simpson, Spock, Tinkerbell, and Belle from Beauty and the Beast don't seem to have a lot in common. That is, besides being some of our favorite characters.
That is Catwoman.
Some people turn imaginative forms into reality with the help of a creative mind, a few hours, and a lot of Legos. At the Legopalooza and Moorhead Planetarium, designers constructed mobile train sets, Iron Man figures, sets from Star Wars, and even a moving robot controlled by a smartphone app. Lego enthusiast Joe Evangelista has been a part of the North Carolina Users Lego Group for 10 years. At 32 years old, he's been involved with the Legopalooza since 2007. He says he's been playing Lego since he was a child. In his adult years, he's continued his love for this pastime and says he could pick up the same Lego part now, but see it differently.
The Lego brick can speak to so many different age ranges, and it speaks differently based on what age you are. You may pick up the bricks as a child and view things one way. You pick it up 10 years later, you see a whole new realm of possibilities with the same pile of bricks.
Dr. Bowen White founded the Department of Preventative and Stress Medicine for Baptist Medical Center in Kansas City, Missouri, in 1983 before leaving to pursue a private practice. He's also the author of Why Normal Isn't Healthy. White says there are a lot of playtime benefits, and he should know. He dresses up wearing colorful striped pants, a red clown nose, and a few extra cushions in his pants to give his alter ego, Dr. Yanko, a bigger behind. He does all this to bring more fun into his workplace. He says play is a basic evolutionary function that scientists even see in rats.
Play is so deep that with rats, if you ablate the cortex, if you wipe out their cortex, they still play. Because it's very deeply seated within the brain.
Dr. White also says we shouldn't overlook the importance of playtime, which he says is about more than reliving one's childhood.
They're getting back in touch with some of the best aspects of what the evolutionary intelligence has provided us with. And that's a curious mind. And the idea of getting back in touch with the wonderful traits of the child is what I'd call as suspiciously healthy behavior.
White also says people who have fun together have healthier family systems. That's true for Evangelista, who spends his time building intricate Lego designs with his cousin, Dave Voltaggio.
Actually, my cousin right over here has helped me with the space display.
Evangelista says once he's done building a Lego design, he takes it apart to use the same bricks to build something entirely new. He's designed a mobile train set to show off to the Legopalooza spectators. Once he's done with this display, he says his next Lego design will come from wherever his imagination takes him. In Chapel Hill, I'm Elise McLothian.